Boulevard in the public shopping center.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Can you wake up early in the morning feeling sad like so many of us do? Say it's all right, have a good time, 'cause it's all right, whoa, it's all right.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
That it's all right.
And good morning, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. The gang's all here, as usual. Don't have much sickness on this show. Just a couple times you fall on the floor and did the show. But, I mean, other than that, we really haven't had any sickness, knock on wood.
I didn't fall on the floor.
Knock on wood.
He laid down on the floor.
Yeah, if a kidney stone hits me, I'm out, boys. You know, so you can expect me to be gone for a couple weeks.
Well, we'll bring a mic. We'll bring a mic to your bed. We'll make sure.
Yeah, that's what I want.
We're looking out for you.
It's a kidney stone, man. It's terrible pain.
That would be interesting. Morphine-induced conversation.
And believe you me, I'm asking for it, too. Had some showers last night, overnight, but we're here this morning to greet you and get you on your way to work or school or whatever the case may be. Got some big news this morning, though, Brian.
Big news?
Big news, yes, and we need big music for this. I think Dalton's going to lead this. Aren't you, Dalton? Aren't you going to give us the information?
I do believe.
All right, people. Just, you're going to be on the edge of your seat or your car seat or whatever. You're going to love this.
Edge of your car seat. All those little children out there are ready to hear the big news, huh?
That's right.
We got Oscar nominations.
Oh, yeah.
They were released yesterday. And so I'm here to give you the rundown of what movies are nominated for what this year at the 92nd Academy Awards.
I got a feeling we're going to have to do this in the 7 o'clock hour, too, because he'll never make it in the length of time that we have here.
A lot of information.
Yeah.
I'm going to start off with just what movies got how many nominations. And we'll go from top to bottom, most nominations to least. Joker got 11 nominations with Joaquin Phoenix. That was my reaction.
Yeah, I just
What was John's reaction?
He rolled his eyes.
Okay.
No, I just can't really believe that.
No, I can't either, but it's okay. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which was great, got 10 nominations. The Irishman on Netflix, directed by Martin Scorsese, got 10 nominations. 1917, which is a World War I movie, got 10 nominations. A movie called Parasite that I've never heard of, got 6. Marriage Story, which is also on Netflix, got 6. Little Women got 6. Jojo Rabbit got 6, which is a World War II movie. Ford versus Ferrari with Christian Bale got 4 nominations. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker got 3. The Two Popes, another Netflix original, got 3. And then a movie called Bombshell that I've also never heard of also got 3 nominations.
Well, I can fill you in on Bombshell. That is the story of Fox News and the sexual harassment.
Oh, yeah, deal.
That's right.
It went on with Megyn Kelly and all of them. Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's right.
Gretchen Carlson.
Gretchen Carlson, yeah.
And the Parasite is an international film by Jong Hong-woo, I believe is the director, or something similar to that. And it will be, if it wins the Academy Award, it'll be the first international film to ever win an Academy Award.
Neat.
So I'm sure it will.
So
yeah, there was information.
Although Dalton had a lot of information, I added the really substance to it. Don't you think, Brian?
Hands down.
Well, let's do a quick rundown of Best Picture. This is the category everybody cares about. We'll fill in the other, but Best Picture. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was nominated. That's Quentin Tarantino directed that. It's got Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio. The Irishman got nominated for Best Picture. That's Robert De Niro is in that one, directed by Martin Scorsese. That Parasite that you were just talking about also got nominated for Best Picture. 1917, the World War I drama, got nominated for Best Picture. Marriage Story, which is Adam Driver and Scarlett Johansson are in that. It's another Netflix original. That one got nominated for Best Picture. So did Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, and Ford v. Ferrari. So those are all your Best Picture nominations. Some of which, there are some movies that I think should be on that list that aren't.
Which would be?
Rocketman.
Rocketman. Yeah, I figured you'd say that. Yeah.
And especially Knives Out, which is my favorite movie of the year, was not nominated for Best Picture, and I think it should have been.
Well, that's a pretty good list. Do you have more information like Best Actor and all that kind of thing?
I do.
So we'll have to do that probably what, around the 7 o'clock hour, I guess?
Yeah, we can.
All right.
Sure.
To add on to more of the Academy Awards.
I did get kind of 1917 has been out for a while. It's at Premiere 6 now, and Melissa Miller here at the station said she went to see it. And said it was good, but sad. So that's her review of 1917.
Don't like to see sad at the end. I saw Knives Out just last week.
You like it?
It was okay. I wouldn't rate it as well as he has, but it was good. It was good. Don't like to see Captain America. Never mind. Anyway, 6:17, it's time to take a first look at weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers and storms in the area. Highs will top out near 66 degrees. Winds turn to the north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 55. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, cloudy, showers likely, storms also possible, and highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 62.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro. Here's what some of the residents of Stones River Manor have to say.
I'm a minister and I've been in a lot of homes, but I've never been in one like this one.
Where were you a pastor?
Well, I've lived in Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, and several places in Tennessee.
Now, I see you've got some Mickey Mouse ears over there on your lamp. What is that about?
Well, some of the family went to Disney World.
When your grandkids and family come up here, do they feel just as welcome as you do?
Come right in here. Sure do.
Stones River Manor on Haines Drive.
Come to the Murfreesboro Habitat Restore, where we have energy-efficient doors and windows.
And huge savings.
All items are 30 to 70% off retail value.
And while you're here, take a look at our great selection of furniture and new area rugs.
We just added a new shipment of area rugs.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
Come on over and save.
In retirement, it's all about income. Your money, making money, and you're not spending down your principal. That's the way we do it at Retirement Income Solutions. So if you're spending down your principal, or your money's not making money, keeping you ahead of inflation, check us out today at risolutions.net. That's risolutions.net. And make sure to join us every Saturday afternoon at 1 for our Retirement Income Solutions Radio with Nathan Cox and Lindsay Cotter.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
Visit the Maples, a beautifully landscaped community nestled quietly on the south side of town on Manchester Highway, just a mile past Joby Jackson Parkway. Check out the new homes available in the Maples or build your own plan. For more information, visit MaplesRealtyandAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
This is Jeff Graham with Tire World. I want to invite you to visit our new off-road department at our Memorial Boulevard location, featuring lift kits, leveling kits, light bars, as well as wheel and tire packages. Just come by and ask for Gator for all your off-road needs. That's Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Your NBC Sports Radio update starts now.
I'm John Stashower. National Championship game in New Orleans. Two teams named Tigers. Both came in undefeated. Slow start for LSU. Clemson led by 10. Largest deficit LSU faced all year, but LSU poured it on from there. Finished the first half with 3 touchdowns in 9 minutes. Finished the game by outscoring Clemson 35-8. That made the final 42-25. Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow threw for 463 yards, 5 touchdowns, and said he knew it was just a matter of time.
You can't hold us down forever. You know, I think we're too explosive. Our coaches are too good. Our players are too good. Our O-line is too good. And, you know, they had a great plan coming in. Like I said, Coach Vanderbilt is great at what he does. And it just took us a while to get it figured out.
Burrow also ran for a score. Jamar Chase, 9 catches, 221 yards. He scored twice. Clemson dethroned after winning 29 in a row. Their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, had never before lost a game. Spring training around the corner, and the Houston Astros need to hire a manager and a general manager. The franchise rocked by being caught in a sign-stealing scandal where TV monitors were used in 2017 when the Astros won the World Series. They were fined $5 million, 2 first- and 2 second-round draft picks taken away. A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow both suspended and then fired, and Red Sox manager Alex Cora could be the next to go. He was involved in this as the Astros bench coach in 2017. Baseball put off punishing Cora because the investigation into what the Red Sox did when they won the series in 2018 is ongoing. Oklahoma City Thunder made it 12 of the last 15, 117-104 at Minnesota. Danilo Gallinari scored 30, and 21-year-old Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 20 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists. Montreal won 2-0 over Calgary, two straight wins since the eight-game losing streak, nine straight home wins for St. Louis, 4-1 over Anaheim, the Blues' 30th win, Washington's 31st win of the year, 2-0 over Carolina. NBC Sports Radio.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. We are located on Medical Center Parkway, just across the street from the hospital. If you've been injured, call us for a free consultation at 867-9900.
Time for your 622 sports update here on this Tuesday morning. Tonight on News Radio WGNS, 550 airtime, 6 o'clock for the girls' game, boys' game following. It's Siegel hosting Stewart's Creek. State Farm Prep Basketball tonight. Hope you'll join myself and John Dinkins for that. Coming up on Thursday on WGNS, we've got the Lady Raiders hosting FAU. We'll have that beginning at 6 o'clock airtime. Friday night, Riverdale at Oakland. State Farm Prep Basketball. Saturday morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner, fueled by Chick-fil-A and Donut Country. Boys basketball coaches this Saturday morning. And then Saturday afternoon, we'll have on the radio Lady Raiders hosting FIU. That's a 4:30 airtime for us.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And we're right mosing right along here on the Wake Up Crew this morning. It's time for, you know, that important thing. But I wanted to say quickly, congratulations to the Tennessee Titans AFC Championship. We didn't mention that yesterday. They're in the game coming up this Sunday, I guess.
Playing Kansas City.
Yep, yep.
On the road.
Going to be a tough one, that's for sure. It's time for the real fact.
You know what always makes a good fact, I think? World records. So we're going to talk about a world record today. Do you know how long the longest wedding veil was?
60 feet.
No, not even close. You're not even in the ballpark. 63,000 feet. That is the length of 63 football fields. 23,000 feet, I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Why?
To get the world record for longest wedding veil.
624 coming up. Dave Ross's commentary.
You don't have hot dogs or apple pie or no Chevrolet to drive, but we have some hickory smoked wings you're just dying to try. You'll try them, you'll like them, you'll give some to a friend. So on a dare, just stop on by and bring in a friend. Slick Pig Barbecue, 1920 East Main.
Sure, we'd thought about downsizing and moving. What we really wanted was a new family room. So we called Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. He made that dream come true. Later, we decided to renovate the kitchen and then the bathroom. Both times, it was Ron Hall at Farrer Construction. Why don't you call Ron Hall at Farrer Construction Company? 615-893-6120. Farrer Construction Company.
Escape from Jurassic Park. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. As the BBC put it,
the golden couple have decided they're quitting.
Yes, at a time when everybody must have a brand, Harry and Meghan are unbranding themselves.
Harry couldn't bear the cameras. Meghan said she didn't want to be a voiceless figurehead, but whenever she spoke up, she got criticized for it.
Particularly in the London Daily Mail, which even questioned why she tended to rest her hand on her baby bump while she was pregnant. Well, now, the Daily Mail's clickbait is leaving the country, which must be like losing your opioid supplier. The royal couple are escaping the fairy tale to earn their own way. Good for them. By the way, did you see where they'd been living in England? Near Windsor Castle, the Jurassic Park of British royalty, in a 200-year-old mansion called Frogmore Cottage, named for all the bloody frogs croaking on the property. Probably all of them spellbound princes waiting to be kissed. But now, Harry and Meghan will do what so many American celebrities have only threatened to do, flee to Canada, possibly Victoria, British Columbia, where they can enjoy afternoon high tea and still be about as far away from the Daily Mail as you can get without leaving the empire. But if all this prevents even one little girl from fantasizing about being a princess, anyone with a daughter will be forever in their debt.
Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.
Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open an account with a savings rate five times the national average. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Eye on the White House.
With House Democrats planning to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, aides here are prepping for a trial. Despite the president's new call for the charges to be dismissed, his attorneys are operating under the suspicion the votes are not there to dismiss the two articles at the start. Increasingly, they believe the votes are there to have witnesses give testimony. Sources on Capitol Hill say senators are being told the trial could last 3 to 5 weeks, beginning next Tuesday, January 21st. Senate Leader Mitch McConnell is telling colleagues the trial will run 6 days a week, including Saturday, with the Senate sitting as a court of impeachment for 5 hours each day. Eye on the White House, I'm Stephen Portnoy, CBS News.
Upgrade to the wiper blades trusted by Rainer Zietlow to break world records. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance that lasts two times longer than other blades. The new Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are only available at Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 on the Wake Up Crew this morning, broadcasting from the Billups Center studio. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. It's a Tuesday. And we are just, next Monday is Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, we're rolling right through January.
And we're going to try to have a few special things in honor of Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, and city and county schools will be out.
Right.
So 4 days until they're out of school.
And that's good for them.
And a lot of federal offices and stuff, the mail won't run, all that kind of thing.
The mail won't run, So, do you ever walk to the mailbox and go, oh, man, the mail didn't run today.
Then you made the effort to go all the way out there.
It's the trash pickup for me. That throws a wrench into the whole week. Because your trash pickup is a day late.
I'm going to tell you, I freak out about the trash.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if I think I've missed the day, it just tears me all to pieces. And I always have the trash out the night before, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, one day they changed it on me.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, it was a holiday, and I missed it. And, oh, man, you try to go another week. So I take all the big trash out of mine, and then I go to a dump out in the county somewhere. I know that's probably not legal, but I did it. So, anyway.
Well, yeah, you are
a
member.
I'm a county resident as well.
You pay county taxes.
Yeah, so I go out to Christiana. There's fine people out there. Just want to give them a kudos to them. They do a great job out there at Christiana.
But you live in the city. I forgot about that, right?
Yeah, I live in the city.
Well, you had to bring that up.
No, that's illegal.
You couldn't have just left it.
They're going to come arrest me later on this morning. Anyway, it's time to take a look at. We've got Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up on the 20th.
We do.
But let's look at what happened today in history.
You're a good neighbor station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Barrett.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
And let's go to Brandon Brooks with CBS Rewind.
This is CBS Rewind. January 14th, 1954.
I want to be loved by you alone.
Marilyn Monroe married
Joe
DiMaggio. This date in 1976. The ABC debut of the $6 Million Man spinoff.
There's a lot more to me than there is to your glorified wind-up toys here.
The Bionic Woman.
She sure has big feet.
Starring Lindsay Wagner.
This is ridiculous.
And January 14th, 1986. Actress Donna Reed died of pancreatic cancer. She was 64. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
With more Today in History, here's John.
All right. I remember some of those events that happened.
I do, too.
And
Lindsay Wagner.
Brian just went kind of nuts when that came on, that music.
You should have seen his face light up.
I know.
I've never seen him that happy in my entire life.
I know.
I found it on Cozy.
And he raised his hands up like, you know, like in a church choir. Or a church, you know,
I'm sure he
hallelujah.
Was
hallelujah
more excited for that than he was on the day I was born.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, almost definitely.
I don't know why you're questioning that. Anyway, I've got a few here that you may be interested in this morning. In 1690,
In the day.
Now, you're going to think I'm going to throw out that King James or something. You know, the clarinet is invented in Germany.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
I meant to tell Brian to play a little clarinet for us, you know.
That's a lot of people who play instruments and get into music. That's a lot of people's first instrument.
That's right.
Is the clarinet, because it helps you to learn all those beats and that kind of thing.
Part of the woodwind section. And in 1951, the first NFL Pro Bowl game was played. It's hard to believe the NFL, you know, NFL football was that far, you know. And we think of it as kind of a modern sport, but it really dates back in the late 40s.
Yeah, and I didn't realize the Pro Bowl was that old. That's lost a little bit of its oomph.
Well, yeah, you know, like the seventh person selected finally goes, you know.
Yeah.
In 1967, Sonny and Cher releases this big number one hit.
He goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm.
And that was Cher singing, and then all of a sudden you hear Sonny come in with na 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 na. Yeah. And finally, in 1973, Elvis's Aloha from Hawaii becomes the most watched broadcast by an entertainer ever.
Treat me.
What? Okay, I'll do it. All 429 of them. I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. Treat me like a fool. Treat me cool. All you ever love me.
Boom, 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 boom. Almost a week after his birthday.
That's right.
That's from the actual broadcast right there.
Yeah.
It was like a live deal.
And that was the last time that Elvis was trying to take care of himself. And he got back in shape. You know, he did for the 68 comeback special.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on the road. And then in 73, he got back in shape one more last time. And then, you know, what happened after that. So that was the last one. But what a great concert that was.
I want to remind you about our good neighbor of the day, Susan Skipworth and Carolyn Kimball at the St. Thomas Rutherford Congress. I'm sorry, I'm having some trouble reading.
That's
here today.
Okay. It happens.
They're with the Heart Failure Office. They're today's good neighbors of the day. They're always positive in tough situations, and they're going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Call or text in those birthdays for us now, 615-893-1450.
All right, it's 6:34. Time for the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers and storms in the area. Highs will tap out near 66 degrees. Winds turn to the north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 55. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, cloudy, showers likely, storms also possible. And highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 62.
Good morning. Traffic still heavy out here on 24 as you make your way westbound towards the Nashville area, through the Hickory Hollow area. And give yourself extra time. You're headed towards Monte Eagle Mountain as well. Traffic's been interesting out here already this morning with a number of accidents. Just allow yourself extra time. And be sure to check out Ober Gatlinburg's Ober Rocks 2020, January 25th. All the details right now at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Willie Dennis at Smith Brothers Car Wash, 1103 Memorial Boulevard. This time of year, the salt and trash that comes up off the road is not only bad for the bottom of your car, the undercarriage, it's also bad for your paint. It just makes it look real dingy and dusty and just dirty overall. As quickly as you can come in and get that washed off, it'd be better for your car all the way around. This is Willie Dennis inviting you to come down and use Smith Brothers Car Wash at 1103 Memorial Boulevard, just down the road from the Nissan dealership.
It's Good Neighbor Events, brought to you by the Rutherford Home Show, on air Saturdays at noon, AmeriCare Pest Control, and the law offices of John Day.
Are you planning to buy or sell a home? Put your confidence and trust in the real estate team at Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Ann's passion for putting the client first has placed her among the top 10 real estate agents in Middle Tennessee. Call 397-4024 and ask Ann how to sell faster and buy smarter.
This is Ann with Ann Hoken Associates Keller Williams. Call us today at 397-4024 for a remarkable experience with exceptional results.
It's Tuesday, January the 14th. Time for Good Neighbor Events from News Radio WGNS. Give the gift of life today at the Red Cross. 11:30 this morning until 7:30 tonight. You know, there's just something special about family game time. It's an opportunity to bond with your family. And they're having family game time from 7 until 9 tonight at the Line Ball Public Library. That's at 105 West Vine Street. It is free. Oh, if you're having parenting problems, you can walk in for help any Wednesday to the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center. They're doing that tomorrow from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. And the Rutherford County Juvenile Court Center is at 1710 South Church Street. Storytime tomorrow morning at 10 at the Line Ball Library. Remember, Wedding Dresses Through the Decades opens this Friday at Oakland's Mansion. Don't throw away Old Glory. Let the Girl Scouts retire your American flag with respect. Bring it by WGNS. We're at 306 South Church Street. We also recycle Bibles. From News Radio WGNS, those are Good Neighbor events.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
I know I made the wrong choice. I was trying to impress my friends. How I was just as grown up and cool as they were. So I got a CD that will take a long time to mature. Too long. I should have gotten a First Bank CD with my choice of maturity date starting at just 7 months. Make the choice you can live with. Get a CD with great rates and flexible maturity dates from First Bank. Open online at firstbankonline.com/opencd. Member FDIC.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Hot and humid weather. Stay ahead of the game with an air conditioning tune-up from Precision Air. A tune-up's an affordable way to ensure your system's ready for the cooling season. Precision Air, celebrating 25 years of service. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Nova Copy is becoming Novatech. Nova Copy, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, has changed its name to Novatech. The new name was chosen to reflect the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
Nice guy.
It's 6:39. Good morning, everybody out there on this Tuesday morning. And it is time for, of course, one of the, I guess, most popular segments on our show.
The staple. This is the little thumbtack that's holding this whole show together.
Today in history. Sorry. We're on this one. The dad joke of the day. How it became the most popular, I don't know, but it's one of our most popular.
This will be his legacy.
Yeah, yeah.
They'll be talking about it at his funeral.
They won't remember him as a sportscaster.
No.
Or, newsman, or Rutherford Issues. They're going to remember him for, hey, he's that dude that used to do the jokes.
At his funeral, they'll pass out a piece of paper, write down your best dad joke, and we're going to bury him with him.
Yeah, we'll probably do something, at his funeral and talk about it, do a joke. Anyway, go ahead.
Speaking of sports... Do you know why matches don't play baseball?
Why don't matches play baseball?
One strike and they're out.
I can't go totally bad.
Wasn't the worst one he's ever told.
No, I'm going to give him a 6.
Okay, I was going to give him a 5 right in the middle.
Well, it's a good thing I'm on your side because you'd never get anything good.
That's right. Always.
That's true. CBS National News headlines are next and then followed by Ron Jordan. Here it's 6:41 here on the Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Update. 6 Democratic presidential candidates will debate in Iowa tonight, and there is new tension between two of the front runners, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders. Political correspondent Ed O'Keefe is in Des Moines.
In a statement last night, Warren described how she and Sanders met in December 2018 to talk about topics including gender and the presidential race. "I thought a woman could win," Warren's statement reads. Sanders, she says, disagreed. Sanders called earlier reports of his comments ludicrous, and they contradict what he has said publicly for years.
CBS's Kara Corti is covering the Sanders campaign.
His campaign co-chair, Nina Turner, just said, if you know Bernie Sanders, you would know that he would never say anything like that.
Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer will also be on stage in Iowa tonight, where polls continue to show a close race. The newest puts Biden in the lead. CBS News Update. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A driver in nearby Maury County is okay after getting stuck in floodwaters. The man trying to cross a flooded low-water crossing in Maury County Saturday when his truck was swept about 150 yards downstream. He was eventually rescued by swiftwater technicians from the Maury County Fire Department, along with several other agencies. Officials say long periods of heavy rain has created flooding in areas of Rutherford County. Don't attempt to drive on the roads over which water is flowing. Please use extreme caution and remember, turn around, don't drown. Firefighters monitoring the air quality around a Murfreesboro apartment complex after calls about noxious fumes yesterday. Officials say hazmat teams responded to a call about a gasoline smell inside the Annandale Apartments on Westlawn Boulevard. Crews determined that the fumes were coming from the sewer, and the cause was from a paving company that had used gasoline to clean equipment and had drained it into the sewer. Environmental Service Company was then called in to vacuum the sewer lines, while the bill for the cleanup will be headed to the paving company. The 2020 Women's March here in the Geographic Center of Tennessee next Saturday. Women's March Tennessee Power Together is affiliated with the National Women's March. There'll be workshops at the Walnut House from 9 a.m. to 2:30. That'll be followed by a rally at the Murfreesboro Civic Plaza in front of City Hall. 50 new peace officers have completed police recruit class and took the oath to protect and serve the community. It was sworn in by Murfreesboro Police Chief Michael Bowen. He welcomed the new officers to the Murfreesboro Police Department and was pleased they were beginning their career serving the citizens of Murfreesboro. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Treating your allergies, they give you a dry mouth. And if they give you a dry mouth, anything that gives you a dry mouth is also giving you a dry eye. You've just got to try it. True Tear.
McCabe Vision Center.
True Tear unit works well. You produce your own tears. And your own tears is the best thing you can have. It's better than any eye drops you can buy on the store.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers. We're celebrating our 140th year in business. Bell Jewelers is the oldest retail store in Rutherford County.
This is Greg Tidwell at Bell Jewelers. Come in and see what a family-owned business that still runs in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, that everyone in the community is very proud of and we're proud to be celebrating.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. One of my favorites at Demas's is the sirloin steak with a side of meat sauce spaghetti. But other one of my favorites is my mother's dish of the chicken salad that we put into the pineapple. Because the chicken salad not only has the grapes in it, but it also, by adding it to the pineapple, it gets a little bit of that sweetness. It is absolutely out of this world. And then if you're really hungry, I encourage you to get the oven-baked chicken. This is Peter Demas. Come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
No matter what pops up during your day, Ascension St. Thomas makes it easy to get the care you need, anytime, from anywhere. Now you can see a doctor online, right from home, 24/7. Schedule same-day care online, check into the ER, or even schedule a visit with an Ascension St. Thomas primary care doctor. You'll find it all at getsthealthcare.com, with locations and online care across Middle Tennessee.
It's Man on the Street Newsmakers, presented by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelly Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
How important is it to stay active?
I hear people use the term use it or lose it, but definitely the patients that I see that try to remain active in some way.
Dr. Russell McKissick from TOA.
Doing something to get your heart rate up, doing something to keep your muscles moving can definitely slow what time does to your body. And I've seen people that even though had bad knees or hips on x-ray, still were able to continue to stay functional because they kept at it. We do know that a joint that's in motion is a healthier joint. So even if you got a bad looking x-ray or you've got some wear in certain areas, sometimes staying active kind of keeps that joint a little healthier. Do the best you can to find something. Everybody's body is different. So the more you use your muscles, the more you can slow the decline of weakness, the more you can, you know, keep your body stronger, longer, keep your bones stronger. All those things that we're looking to avoid, sort of wear and tear issues that we have down the road, trying to slow that as much as possible.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Just in general, our bodies don't burn our calories as quickly as we get older, and so it becomes more difficult to manage your weight as well. The healthier a joint is, the stronger your muscles, sort of the more you use a joint, the ligaments and tendons are more compliant. Like I said earlier, a joint in motion is a healthier joint, and so keeping those active does seem to decrease our risks.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
12 minutes before 7 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday morning. Glad you're here with us. And we're broadcasting from the Billups Center studio, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And just a few more days, and next Monday is going to be Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and the kids are out of school, Brian, and kids love that.
Yep, and federal offices, city, county offices, they'll all be closed on
that
day.
Post office, everything.
Trash won't run.
Yeah, well, it's a bummer.
Isn't it?
You know how I feel about the trash. I can't stand trash. Like it out of here. But anyway.
Nernies.
That is a holiday coming up on the 20th, but we have a holiday every day here.
You know, yesterday was the day to clean your desk. It was clean your desk day. Organize your desk.
Yes.
Well, today is the day to do that to your whole home. Organize your home day. Maybe not necessarily clean, but maybe reorganize some things.
Does it bring you joy? If it brings you joy, you should do it. You know, you should make it that you see the show about organizing.
It brings me joy, but no one else wants to do it, and then they trash it. So
put things in their proper drawers.
Makes me depressed.
Maybe if you got a, maybe you got a drawer that's messy. Maybe okay. Organize it.
I notice you're saying all of that. Are you going to take your own advice here?
No.
My room is organized.
I'm looking at
my space. Nobody else wants to take care of the common spaces in our home.
Oh, like the living room and the
kitchen.
So where they're going to sleep and hang out for a lot, it's clean.
At least Dalton did. He did that over Christmas, and that's, once in a year and a half. But, you know.
Well, you know what? I think this next segment's going to be good for you guys. It's time to focus on the family at 6:50.
A while back, I was invited to speak at a local university about religious faith and tolerance in the culture. From the start, it was clear the audience was not so sympathetic to my views. In fact, several of the students directly challenged me, and a few even outright accused me of intolerance. I found those criticisms especially troubling for a couple of reasons. The first is that the concept of tolerance in our culture has been completely turned on its head. Originally, the word meant people treated one another with respect, even when they didn't see eye to eye. But disagreeing with someone's worldview is now likely to earn you the label of fear or hate monger. Frankly, I think that view of tolerance is too shallow. I have friendships with several people that I disagree with on almost every social and political issue. Despite our differences, though, we still treat each other with civility and kindness. Which brings me to my second concern. What happens to tolerance when one group gains political power over others? The new majority usually doesn't extend to others the same respect they once so vigorously demanded. I believe respect and true tolerance ought to be extended to everyone equally, not simply to the group with the most power. Tolerance is the answer for resolving our differences and bringing our nation together. But what we need is the original meaning of tolerance, respecting people with whom we disagree. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search. ZipRecruiter.com/search.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
7 minutes before 7 o'clock. Going to have top of the news, top of the hour news coming up from CBS. But right now, it's time to take a look at celebrity birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
And you know, guys, it's a new year, and I want to let you know that when I do birthdays, you're welcome to comment on any of these people.
Okay? I was just told during the break
I'm not allowed to talk
in your segment. So.
No, that's during. I thought you were taking over the segment. Yeah, power's strong here. In 83 B.C.,
wow.
That's not a comment. That's laughing. Mark Antony, Roman politician and general.
Wow.
Cleopatra.
We went all the way back to 83 B.C. That's incredible.
Not in 1741. Benedict Arnold, general and turncoat revolution. In 1941, Faye Dunaway, actress, was in Bonnie and Clyde.
Talented okay. actress.
Nobody's commenting. The New Year's not working.
Well, you did go to the BCs, so sorry.
No. Well, that's, okay.
I got you. Yeah.
1963, Steven Soderbergh, producer and director, Ocean's 11, Traffic. Remember him?
Yes. I remember Ocean's 11. I don't remember Traffic.
Won an Academy Award, just throwing it out there.
We experience Traffic every day.
1968, LL Cool J. Rapper, and yes. He's on, what's he on
NCIS
now?
NCIS Los Angeles.
Yes, thank you, Brian. That's part of this new thing is to get that in. 1969, Jason Bateman, one of my favorite actors.
No, great
Jason
actor.
Bateman.
Ozark.
Yes, I love that. Is that coming back on yet?
I think.
All right, time to take a look at that weather forecast.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers and storms in the area. Highs will top out near 66 degrees. Winds turn to the north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy, chance for more showers, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 55. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, cloudy, showers likely, storms also possible, and highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 62.
A nagging hip, neck pain, back or shoulder tension.
It's better to see a physical therapist to solve the problem early before it becomes a full-blown problem for the person.
Amir, the physical therapist at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard, next to Nacho's in front of Walmart.
Good morning. Traffic's really starting to build now as we check it out live. 24 westbound here out by Walden Road. Sam Ridley's got quite a bit of traffic coming out of Smyrna right now, down Sam Ridley towards the interstate. Highway 41, if you're going to continue that route, inbound Murfreesboro Pike, that still looks pretty good. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee for satisfaction guaranteed interior and cabinet painting. Call Nash Painting, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air, it's quiet. It takes up less space and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
And remember, the last Saturday of every month, all donated items are 30% off the sticker price.
30%?
That's right, 30% off the sticker price, all donated items on the last Saturday of every month.
That's only at the Habitat Restore here in Murfreesboro.
850 Mercury Boulevard.
But don't wait. What you really want may be gone.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
The Murfreesboro Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard.
Come on over and save.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun. Great news, everybody. Toots West is finally open. It's taken 2 years and a lot of hard work and a lot of dedicated workers, but we've got it open. It's a gorgeous restaurant. You're going to love it. Step into an old world Western town and be joined by our staff. Enjoy the great food, the great service, and all the great daily specials that you've come to know and love. Please come see us on the corner of Rucker Lane and Highway 96 Franklin Road in West Murfreesboro.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Hearing aid technology changes drastically every 3 to 5 years.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
So I do encourage everyone that wears hearing aids to at least try to see what they're missing. And the biggest reason why people change is technology. Try it and see if it's better than what you're currently wearing.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street across from the tall NHC building is an upscale boutique thrift shop. Proceeds from sales benefit Greenhouse Ministries, a faith-based nonprofit serving the underserved here in Murfreesboro. The Garden Patch offers competitive prices on name-brand clothing, furniture, large appliances, household items, toys, and more. Shopping at the Garden Patch helps Greenhouse Ministries inspire, give hope, and change lives. The Garden Patch Thrift Shop on Spring Street in downtown Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew on this Tuesday. Getting ready for the news here at the top of the hour. And we're broadcasting from the Billups Center Studio, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupscenter.com. And want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll be giving away a sweet treat later on this morning from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
We got two good neighbors of the day today, and that would be Susan Skipworth and Carolyn Kimball at the St. Thomas Rutherford Congestive Heart Failure Office. They're today's good neighbors. They're always positive through tough situations, so they're going to receive some flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and us here at News Radio WGNS.
The CBS World News Roundup straight ahead here for you, brought to you by the Low T Center, 2855 Medical Center Parkway, and by French's.
We're searching for high quality footwear that won't let you down. French's has you covered.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's shoes and boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
All the news you need to know coming up next from CBS.
That is correct, Brian. And we're going to take the news and then come back for the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. Brian's going to take us home.
Things you don't need to know coming up after that.
That's probably true.
News Radio, WGNS Murfreesboro, the voice of Rutherford County, and the flagship station for Blue Raiders sports. The Courthouse Clock shows it's 7 o'clock.
Sanders